嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要说一下最近很火热的一股这个膳食料理的新潮流。
That's right, and we are talking aboutVeggie meat.
Veggie meat. What?
Fake meat.
这不就是一个 oxymoron?
It is, but it's also tearing up the grocery shelves and the stock market and my own little veggie heart.
对，那前面 Adam 说的这个素肉啊，人造肉，他用了好多词，其中有一个 veggie meat.素肉，然后我说这不是一个 oxymoron、mm-hmm. oxymoron 呢，它在英语里的意思就是一个自相矛盾的概念
right, right, right.
一个词啊
contradiction
but it's not really 是好，那今天呢我们就跟大家分享一下这个 everything about veggie meat， 然后还有生活中呢有很多人其实也是 vegetarian 嘛，就像我们的 Adam 一样，对不对？
Hi.
好，然后还有一些人呢像我是偶尔 sometimes vegetarian， 这个要怎么说的？所有这些概念呢，你都会在今天的节目当中学到。好的，那我们先来看一下，像你是一个素食主义者，你吃素，所以你会跟别人说
，I eat vegetables。
会吗
？Well, I do eat vegetables, but it doesn't mean the same thing.
啊，对。
If you eat vegetables, it just means that you like to eat vegetables.
对，就是说我吃蔬菜，然后可能你也吃肉，各种各样的东西。
Right, but me, I don't eat meat. So what I say, what I am, is I am a vegetarian.
我是一个素食主义者。
Right.
这什么变成一个主义者，听起来就觉得哦，好好严肃哦。
It sounds like I'm a like vegetarianist.
对。但其实英文里说，如果你说我是一个 vegetarian， 听起来其实还是很口语的。
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now the thing about vegetarian, and we'll talk about this more today, is it can be a noun, I am a vegetarian, or it can be an adjective, like vegetarian pizza, vegetarian,all kinds of things.
好，那如果和一帮朋友出去吃饭啊，你要问，哎，这里有没有吃素的？你可以怎么说？
Do we have any vegetarians?
Okay.
Or do we have any vegetarian food for the vegetarians? I guess makes more sense.
是是是，好的，那这个 vegetarian 是一种素食主义者。
Right.
但后来我发现还有其实有很多现在越来越多不同 subtype、
right.
然后其中一个可能听到最多的就是他们是非常 strict 很严格的 vegetarian
right 全素 those are vegans
但是 vegetarian I guess 不是全素因为 you still eat eggs and you drink milk
that's right、
okay.
and some vegetarians even eat fish and some people who call themselves vegetarians also eat chicken
那他就不是啊，搞什么搞
？Right, but a vegan doesn't have these issues or arguments. They just don't eat any animal product.
Okay, so vegan is V-E-G-A-N.
Yeah, this is a tough one, right? Because the first three letters are the same, V-E-G, but with vegetable or vegetarian or another word we'll talk about in a bit, veggies, it's all that, you know,
ve sound.
But with vegan, it's V, vegan. And my father has not been able to say this word for 15 years.
那你爸爸怎么说 vegan?
Vegan.
Adam 的爸爸当然是 native speaker, 但他也会说成那样吗
but why would he know, right? Because if you have never seen this word before,、
right.
you might just guess.
对对对。好，那 vegan 除了他在吃上面就特别 strict,、啊、很严格，而且好多 vegan 不是 他连肥皂都不用、哎、他要用那个 vegan soap, 因为肥皂里面也有动物的 fat,、
mm-hmm.
脂肪，然后还不就不穿皮的、啊、
Right, so you get like vegan boots and vegan belts.
Plastic.
It's plastic, basically.
就是塑料就超级闷的对吧、
mm-hmm.
好那、之所以一个人会成为 vegetarian or vegan 呢有很多的原因啊但是可能不外乎三个大的原因。
Right, so there are lots of reasons that it might be a health reason, for example.
健康的原因。
Right, like especially a lot of older people, their doctor will tell them, hey, you should stop eating so much meat.
但是现在就最近一段时间 Instagram 和 YouTube 上面的一些 vegetarian or vegan influencers、mm-hmm. 一些网红好多人都出来说 you know I did this for 5 years,、
mm.
and my period stopped.、
Ugh.
就真的对于女生，我不知道是不是这个影响会更大。
Mm.
然后就好几个这种网红素食女生出来说，我现在就我不能再做 vegetarian 了、
嗯、
因为我都没有办法生 baby、
嗯、
就可能还是会有一些影响 anyways 但是、you know many people become vegetarians or become vegetarians for a while for health reasons
right now it could also be for let's say a lifestyle reason、
就是一种生活理念
right
生活方式的原因、
mm-hmm.
这个是你吗 why did you become a vegetarian?
Oh, I forget. But、what I often had to say when I was in China was that it was for religious reasons because that was the only way that people would believe me.
Religious 就是宗教的原因、mm-hmm. 你是 Buddhist 佛教徒吗
I am not, but I sometimes had to.Because otherwise, they just wouldn't understand. You don't want meat? How about a little meat?
所以是还有人说，我们可以给你做个素菜，但里面有 a little 一点点。
Right, just a little bit, a little bit.
Are you okay with that?
No, I would say 不行，我是一个和善，好吗？
但是蛋鸡蛋是可以的。
Yeah, yeah. So again, that would just confuse people.Right? Why is this okay and this is not okay? So, you know, I could just say, you know, it's for religious reasons.
现在还有、也不是说现在了就是还有一些人是 moral reasons, 道德的原因。
Right, exactly. Some people do not want to cause pain.
就对觉得我们吃动物这对动物是很残酷的、
mm-hmm.
啊、然后还有一些就觉得这对地球很不好不 sustainable.
Right, so there are also、environmental reasons.、I think mine probably fit more into the environmental reason category.
这两年呢真的好像在国内外啊这个素肉都变得慢慢的普及慢慢的 mainstream 了、
mm-hmm.
越来越主流啊就像比如在美国加拿大你去一个汉堡王去一个什么 Tim Hortons
Right, A&W
Right, 都开始 They start to offer 素肉汉堡
Well, it's not that they started to offer They've always had them But they just In the past They didn't used to be very good、
mm.
Now what they're offering is There are various brands in America That are really big And they've put a lot ofresearch、
marketing.
and especially marketing,
marketing money.
Into making a product that actually tastes good.
但素肉在中国我们一直都有啊、
mm-hmm.
你知道我形容的那种比如像上海功德林对吧、
right.
素肉我们还素鱼就各种各样模仿的、
yep.
但现在国外这个素肉呢这个你会叫它什么 vegetarian meat?
You can say vegetarian meat、like again I said earlier in the show fake meat
假肉
yeah, it's just fake meat.、but what is happening now, you are seeing more and more, is these companies, just like Jenny said, this is all marketing, they are saying things like plant-based meat.
Plant 就是植物,对吧?它是基于植物出来的肉。Mm-hmm. 我前两天还在就是快餐店买了一个这种植物肉的汉堡、啊
mm.
口感 texture 上来说,对,更像肉。就是不像以前吃的那种豆腐就比较豆制品的肉、
right.
就你还是吃得出它是个豆制品、
right.
you know?
yeah.
然后在味道上面 Well, they put so much spice and everything、
yeah.
所以就他想把这个肉变成一个更加 mainstream 更主流的东西
Right, so again, it's really interesting how this old like the idea of a veggie burger has been around forever、
mm.
Right, and this idea of veggie meat or fake meat or mock meat is also used Now, the people who want to sell you this meat are calling it plant-basedBut, of course, don't forget there are two sides to every story. The people who do not want you to buy plant-based meat are calling it lab. Maybe you guys are thinking like, oh, science is good. But you know, we have this skepticism towards、mm. science, like the mad scientist.
My question is, 就比如有 lab-grown diamonds, 他会跟你说这不是一个假的钻石它从 chemical composition 上面、
right.
它构造和钻石是一模一样的只是它不是天然从地里挖出来的而是我们从实验室里造出来的
What they are trying to do is they are trying to grow meat in laboratories but what these like basically farmers want to do is they want to confuse people into thinking that these plant-based alternatives and these lab-grown meat that's not yet on the market, right? That's in the future. That they're the same thing, that they're just some kind of evil scientist making this evil thing in a laboratory.
好，那现在我们来讲讲在北美是 market leaders 吧，做的最大的两个素肉品牌。其实 I kind of feel bad for the old players. They've been making, you know, veggie hot dogs, 然后什么 veggie burger forever. 但那时候就是觉得就是给一小群 vegetarian 的，就不吃素的人没事不会去买。但现在我觉得最大的不同就是什么所有吃肉的人都特别跃跃欲试。I want to try it out. I want to try what this beyond meat is.
Beyond meat.
我就想到我们的那个band
钢听哦
黑啦就是 beyond 但我觉得他们品牌名真的这个想得非常的好这个 beyond meat beyond 的意思就是超越对吧、所以他就是我不是肉但是我比肉更好、超越你看如果没有水平我就会说 better than meat
better
但人家这个 beyond 是吧好高级 beyond meat 然后还有一个就汉堡王他出了一个叫 impossible burger
Yeah, I mean that's kind of an interesting one too right it's like it was impossible they said it couldn't be done making a you know a veggie burger that tastesas good
as meat,
meat, if not better than.
对，然后他用的这块素肉就是来自一个 Impossible Foods 公司的。对 ，anyways， 就讲了这么多素肉，然后前面 Adam 说有些人他吃鱼，他也会叫自己素食主义者。我觉得就不是啊，这种人不是有一个英语词形容他们吗
？Right, so somebody who eats fish is called a pescatarian, but they don't eat like beef.
对
or pork or chicken.
是的是的然后呢还有一个新词啊也是我最近学到的 and I think this one really describes me,是一个弹性素食主义者。
It's funny that you say it describes you. First of all, the word is flexitarian.
就是 flexible 的那个。
Flexible,right? But when I think about a flexitarian, I think about like, we used to call them dumpster divers. Like, it's just,
什么
Because the original flexitarians were like,these hippie kids that didn't want to pay for food, so they'd just eat whatever.
Oh.
And then whatever they would find. Yo, dude, there's some chicken in the garbage. Nobody touched it, dude.
那现在不是的，我不是。
You can just see Jenny diving through the garbage. I found some fish.
No, no, no. 现在的 flexitarian 就是可能肉吃的比较少，然后呢，他 when they feel like it, 他们会比如哎，今天我就都吃素的，就不是 strictly 一个 vegetarian.
Right.
所以这种 you can call yourself a flexitarian. 好，那最后 Adam, 我想问你 how long have you been a vegetarian?
Oh, goodness, a long, long, long time.
有十年吗？
Oh, like 15 years.
Oh, okay. 那当时你是就 go cold turkey 突然从吃肉变成完全不吃肉，还是你慢慢 gradually?
Somewhere in between. It was not quick. I failed quite a bit because I didn't know what to eat.
对,
right,
对,
that's a big problem. You know, and that's the other thing too. A lot of vegetarians, they become vegetarian and then they find themselves in positions like Jenny said before, being very, very unhealthy. Well, you know, I made a very, very, very conscious effort early on to be as healthy as possible. So, yeah, I mean, like, because I have friends who stopped eating meat and basically only ate French fries and drank beer. Because those are both vegetarian.
I guess exactly. 但是真的对你好吗？所以像你，你会再吃一些什么维生素，就 supplements 补充的？
No, I mean vitamins. I
就是善存 Centrum 这种。
Yeah, some just, but I would have, I did that before anyway. Right? So no, it's just, it's, if Spencer were here, maybe we could have an interesting discussion. It's just about balance.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。在开言英语呢，你就是能够学到非常实用地道的英文，而且第一时间了解到在北美发生的事情。那除了我们的双语脱口秀呢，其实开言英语的主页是我们有一套完整的会员课程，它从低到高分了六个级别啊，在每个级别里呢，都会给你最具体的一些场景是你生活和工作中会遇到的事情然后你会学到在这个场景底下你最容易碰到最会用到的英语因为学英语呢就是要学自己会用的东西 OK, thanks for listening 别忘了下载开言英语 APP 免费试用 We'll see you next time 再见
Alright, bye guys